This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 10. Watch for God's word to be fulfilled. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 1. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Joseph is sometimes an overlooked character in the Christmas story. He never speaks in the gospel accounts of Jesus' birth. Instead, he considers the events of his life carefully in order to try to do his best to obey God. The circumstances of Mary's pregnancy brought a 700-year-old prophecy from Isaiah to the gospel writer's mind. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. See Isaiah 7 verse 14. At a time of national crisis in Isaiah's day, God had pointed his people to the birth of a child that would show God was present with them, despite the troubles they were facing. With a reminder of that assurance, Joseph gained the courage to keep his pledge with Mary. In the coming of Jesus, God calls our attention to the larger story of his work in the world, a story that assures us of his presence with us. Our human weakness and sin keep us from obeying God and experiencing his presence. But God's power breaks into our broken lives to rescue us from sin and inspire us to faithful living. God has transformed our stories by becoming a part of them himself. Perhaps Joseph's greatest strength was his quiet willingness to watch for God's word to be fulfilled. This Christmas, may we also see the fulfillment of God's promise to us as we consider the birth of his Son. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us. As we focus on Jesus' birth, may we see your word fulfilled in our lives, bringing salvation and peace to our troubled souls. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.